We all know how difficult it is sometimes to be with one another, even in a family. There were two brothers who got mad at each other, and one called the other one ugly. And the mother got the boys together and said, apologize to him. Don't call your brother those horrible names. So the brother said, I'm sorry you're ugly. We are a difficult breed sometimes. What is impressive when you read the scriptures, and even unto this day of Holy Pentecost, is that although we may say to one another, I'm done with you, I don't want anything to do with you, and sometimes for good reason, God never says that. He never says he's done with us. From the scriptures, in a brief summary, when Adam and Eve sin, the first thing they do is run and hide. It's often what we as adults do, if not physically, then psychologically. We close our eyes to ourselves and say, it's not me. It's not important. God goes after Adam and Eve and says, where are you? When Cain kills his brother Abel, God goes after Cain. When Abraham and Sarah doubted that they would have a son in their old age, God sends his angels to them. When Joseph was almost killed by his own brothers and sent to Egypt, Joseph was used as a vessel to save his entire family. When Moses and the Israelites tested God in the desert, he had to spend 40 years before a new generation would come, but he never left them. He followed them as a pillar of fire. He was there in the tent with the Ark of the Covenant. The prophets and the kings were sent. And finally, God sends his only begotten son to us. God cares. He's involved in life. He will never get tired of us. We may get tired of him. He will never give up on us, but we may give up on ourselves. He will never say, I am done with you, but we can say, I am done with God. So the Holy Spirit and the Feast of Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, reminds us how much God cares and how he keeps coming after us to offer himself, not to force, not to give us a chance to say no, but a chance to say yes. So today, as we think about the Holy Spirit, when Solomon was asked what he would like to pray for, he prayed for wisdom. The Holy Spirit has always been connected with wisdom. So today, let us pray to God for the wisdom to live well, to never give up on ourselves, to give my brother and sister an opportunity to become better, to always say, I'm really sorry. Not that you have some deficiency, but that I did not want to supply at least a possible cure, a possible step to be better. We often analyze our brothers and our sisters. We should always realize that after an analysis, a doctor has to give a cure, and we as Christians need to do that. Because when a doctor gets frustrated, he loses his patience. And we as Christians should never lose our brothers and sisters. Slava Jesus Christo.